BeMore's92Q.com. Kiki Brown holding it down with D-Ray Davis. What up, D-Ray?
Chilling. In the BeMore, trying to do the BeMost.
Charm City this weekend, Baltimore Comedy Factory. Tonight through Sunday, you've added some shows. We appreciate you for doing that.
No problem, man. It's been going good. The tour has been going good. So I added them before the other ones were even sold out. Now that they are, I'm just having a good time. I'm glad I haven't been here headlining. I don't think I've ever came here and headlined.
Yeah, well, no, because you were here, I think, was it the Shaq All-Star the last time you were here?
Yeah, I did. I was hosting Shaq All-Star, right. I believe, when I came. So
uh-huh.
It's my first time I get to do my own show, so. In Baltimore. I've never done it. So.
Well, get ready, because we definitely need something to laugh about. The snow's been crazy. People have been wilding out, so you've come at a perfect time. No stress.
Good. I just want to make a delivery. So everybody come out. All the baby mamas, baby daddies, the hood rat, the full-blown ratchets, everybody come out.
I'm glad you brought that up, because you said either on your Twitter or your Instagram, all women with ugly babies by men with money getting free. Can you elaborate?
Well, they know what I mean. Like,
because watch it, because they will be lined up.
Now, they know what I mean. I mean, like, you're beautiful. You know how you see a beautiful woman with an ugly baby? You know she made a money decision. That's my point. You can say it's about love, but you know what it's about. You know what she's trying. She's trying to get that check, and now that check, all the money going to go towards the plastic surgery for the baby.
Not for her, for the baby. I can't.
They'll find out.
I can't with you.
You might get one pair of red bottoms out of it.
Hey, man, she winning. That's winning, you know? Ain't nothing wrong with it. Is there anything off limits for you? Like, in your stand-up, it's just no holds barred. You going in.
Well, a lot of my friends are more famous now, so it's hard to talk about them. You know, it's hard to roast the Kanye's
right.
And the Kims. And the, you know, because everybody gets so offended now, so... But I think I talk about my family a lot more now. So I'm happy that I've graduated to that, because they, and believe me, I'm ready to get sued. They ready to sue me. I'm ready to do it.
Well, you're at that status now, D-Ray. I mean, you're hosting your own game show. You got mad movies. I know you got more projects. I mean, how's life for you right now?
It's good. You know, I finally started putting on the condom.
Wait, what?
Now that I feel a little more famous, I know it's time to start strapping up.
I can't with you. Now you're wearing condoms, because it's a totally different status right now.
It's hard for me to find condoms this big anyway. So
you know what?
You know?
I can't. Are you serious? Why? Why?
I mean, this thing ain't a carry-on. You know what I mean?
I can't. I'm gonna ask you this in the commercial that we have promoting the show. You are titled as one of the newest kings of comedy. I want to say that that's true. How do you feel about that? Is it pressure? Any advice from any of the kings of comedy?
I think it's more like instead of it being advice, people like in preparation for things like that. I stay working. Like, I stay being different with my comedy. I don't like to say the same thing over and over again. And me, myself, I think they call me like the hip-hop king of comedy.
Okay.
So when I heard Kings, I'm like, all right, that's them the big boys right there.
Yeah.
So I'm willing to go out, and we were all supposed to go out at one point and building a new Kings. But then, of course, Kevin Hart started getting $2 million a show.
Right.
And we all, and I don't want to get paid Susie Q's and Twinkies.
Get paid in gum.
I don't want to be carrying Kevin's bags on the tour. You know, everybody like,
nah.
I'm happy, though. I'm happy, and I just want to stay funny and stay for the people. That's what's important to me.
Well, you're definitely doing that, and I'm proud of you. I've seen you from when you first started to now, and I can honestly say I'm glad I got your phone number. Now I don't know what you're going to do once you leave. You're probably going to delete me, but it's cool.
Nah,
I got it.
I thought you had it at first. I was like, why don't I have a number? And it's like, you had a crazy boyfriend at the time.
Oh.
Like, you had a boyfriend, and your husband didn't like your boyfriend.
Oh.
Like, you had a lot going on.
This what you're not going to do. You're not going to do that. You're not going to do
that. I want to be your sad dude forever. You know what I'm saying? I want my status up.
Well, speaking of that, we got a lot of celebrities, some of your friends that have been in the news. Now, you said that some of them are your friends, so they're untouchable, but Chris Brown going to jail, Columbus Short getting arrested, the Malaysian airplane disappearance. I mean, is anybody off limits? Are we going to expect any of that this weekend at the Baltimore Comedy Factory?
Well, I'm personally involved. Like the first two you brought up are real close friends of mine.
Yeah.
I had nothing to do with the damn plane, though. I don't know why you threw that.
How can you not find a damn plane?
I have no idea. That's somebody's private jet that some brother borrowed and got repoed. The plane was, a brother bought the plane and it got repoed is what happened.
I can't.
And all the people were stranded at somebody's grandma's house, trying to wait on the ride.
Mad as hell.
I think that plane has something to do with Kevin too. I think they tried to shoot Soul Plane too. And it's like, yo, brother, we're not gonna even attempt this.
Bye, boy. Bye. I can't. Soul Plane too. I'm mad. Now I want you to think about. I think that there should be a new Kings of Comedy. I think that you should be on that tour. Something that you can work about. I'm gonna pray on that for you.
As long as everybody's still working, I believe that tour is going on. I'm like, we won't have to go out at the same time to get people, because every now and then, you know, tickets to them Kings tours be like $100, $150.
Right,
you
know? Right.
You get to come down to the Comedy Factory, see G-Ray for $25.
Yeah.
You know, $25. You know, it's just a good thing that to still remain in that bracket where people can have a good time and not have to, you know, break themselves to see you. You know what
right.
I'm saying? So, and the Kings of Comedy, them tours cost a lot. And I'm just happy that it is considered the Kings of Comedy tour, because I'm by myself, and sometimes I got multiple personality disorder. You know, D-Ray, sometimes I'm nice, sometimes I'm cool, and sometimes I'm crazy. So, like right now, I'm doing this interview outside naked.
I can't. Bye.
I am.
I'm done.
I seen this sign called News and Comedy, so I wanted to give them one big noodle over there.
I can't wait this weekend. Charm City, get ready. D-Ray Davis, Baltimore, all weekend long at the Baltimore Comedy Factory. Make sure you get your tickets now and hurry up before it sells out. We appreciate you adding more shows, too.
No problem. Hit me up on Twitter. It's really me, D-Ray Davis, RayDavis. And no, hey, none of them DMs, man, on the Instagram. If you ain't got your body right, ladies, I'm not tripping about you. I'm just saying, be summer bathing suit ready when you send me one of them pictures, because I'm going to end up making a meme out of it. I don't want to do you like that.
I have to go through my pictures. I'm sure you went through them, though.
I like your pictures.
You know what, D-Ray?
Your pictures. I don't have to download no apps on my phone for your pictures.
You so crazy. Oh, my God, you crazy. I can't wait to see you on Sunday night. Hit me up later.
All right, babe.
All right, babe. Bye-bye.